This is the Blue Dot Report, a look at our place in space. I'm Dave Schlum. Weather is something that concerns us all here in Northern California, whether we're keeping track of the latest heat wave or hoping and watching for winter storms on the horizon. The National Weather Service office in Sacramento provides accurate, detailed information for our area, and joining us to talk about weather forecasting is Michelle Mead, meteorologist from the Sacramento office. Michelle, when you go to the nws.noaa.gov site and you click on our region, you get the basic forecast, but I'd like to focus on the forecast discussion. Can you first tell us who's the intended audience for that?
The area forecast discussion has pretty much morphed over the last 10 to 15 years. Its original intent was for office-to-office coordination, but since we went to a more public-facing website, actually, we found we were getting more and more general public reading these discussions. So we've really had to tailor the way we write them to more of the general public and what it is they need to know and the format that they'd like it delivered to them. So it's definitely morphed over the last 15 years from a very technical discussion to a more talking to your neighbor about what the upcoming weather is.
What are the main computer models you use and the other tools to develop a forecast?
We have an AWIP system here, which is the Advanced Weather Interpretation and Processing System, and it has a gamut of models out there. We've got high-resolution short-term models and then low-resolution long-term models. So we're able to look for the next 12 to 24 hours all the way out to 10 days. So our forecasters use all of those models to interpret the short-term, the long-term, and the aviation discussion that you read on those area forecast discussions.
For our listeners who may not be familiar with the discussion, tell us a little bit about the anatomy of what they would see when they go there.
So if you look at our AFD, the first thing you're going to notice is we give you kind of a what's the big story in the next 7 days, and that is the synopsis at the top. So what we're trying to do here is give you a concise look at, hey, what should I be worried about in the next 7 days? From there, we break it up into the short-term forecast, which is typically the first 3 days. What are the impacts? Is it a low-pressure system or a weather system moving in, or is it high pressure and hot weather? And then we transition to the long-term, which is 4 to 7 days. And again, we're looking at what the main impacts are, whether it be fire weather, heat, again, thunderstorms, or a winter storm. And then we also have an aviation community we serve that is both public and private, and they're mostly interested in visibilities, ceiling heights, and winds.
How many meteorologists are there in Sacramento, and do they all contribute to the forecast discussion?
Yeah, we have 17 meteorologists. We have 3 meteorologists that are managers, and the rest are operational rotating shift workers. So we all contribute to the forecast discussion depending on the shift we work, because we are a 24/7, 365. So we all learn from each other. We get feedback from folks every once in a while and main takeaways of, hey, you know, what does this mean, or can you make it more layman's terms, and that's help us evolve the product.
Michelle, thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's Michelle Mead, meteorologist from the National Weather Service in Sacramento. The report is a production of North State Public Radio. Visit us at mynspr.org. We get support from the Gateway Science Museum. Check them out at csuchico.edu/gateway. Our engineer is Matt Schiltz. I'm Dave Schlum, reminding you that from deep space, we all live on a pale blue dot.